Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
From modern-day wrestling frauds needing to recapture the spirit of a former spell that was cut down way too soon, to those stale and tired babyfaces that are in dire need of a walk on the dark side. These are those floundering wrestlers who are one gimmick change away from being rescued. Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 gimmick changes to save wrestlers' careers right now. Number 10, Alexa Bliss, keep that howdy away from her. If reports are to be believed, then Alexa Bliss is set for a bit of time away from the WWE spotlight. And that sudden break likely couldn't have come at a better time for the former Raw, SmackDown Women's and Women's Tag Team Champion. Whatever WWE were trying to capture with a strange Bray Wyatt slash Uncle Howdy associated character shift in recent times was unquestionably not clicking in the way those fond of spooky nonsense backstage were likely hoping it would. Yet anyone who sat through the regularly uncomfortable and all-round odd previous alliance Bliss had with The Fiend, that ultimately led to her acting like a demon schoolgirl who would regularly take up segments on a swing set with her doll pal Lily, could have seen this one crashing and burning a mile away. It's worth noting that Bliss herself confessed that her previous run with Wyatt was the most fun she's had in a WWE ring to date. But this latest attempt to go full dark Alexa stopped being enjoyable or even endurable in next to no time at all. And WWE would be wise to either revert the decorated star back to goddess mode, or at the very least keep her as far away from the spookiness as humanly possible when she makes her eventual comeback to the sports entertainment sphere. Number 9, Drew McIntyre, a pissed off former WWE champion, wants what he once earned. Outside of his Clash at the Castle revival of sorts in the lead up to that UK PLE return last year, Drew McIntyre hasn't exactly been smashing it as the gladiator babyface he once was in the lead up to and during his first run as WWE champion back in 2020. Through no fault of the passionate Scott though, his dominant run with the top strap will forever be associated to that painful crowdless Thunderdome spell. But after hearing McIntyre's recent comments on desperately wanting to get a title in front of live fans again, there could be a chance to save Drew from his rather tired current run as the babyface runner-up over on SmackDown. Having the former WWE champ turn his back on his pal Sheamus in the lead-up to Mania 39, in his quest to either get his hands back on his beloved world title strap, or even Gunther's Intercontinental Championship, could set a much-needed heel spell in motion. Drew then spending the next few months viciously destroying any heroic face who stands in his way to reclaim one of the big belts, and a live audience reaction to him with the title he was robbed of a few years back, could add an all-important edge to a character that has felt far too stale for far too long. Number 8, Chris Jericho, the Gatekeeper. While it would be pretty ridiculous to claim that if his most recent sports entertainer shtick isn't brought to an end soon, that his legendary career will be in any real danger of being ruined entirely, there's a chance the Jericho Appreciation Society leader could still very much taint some of the good work he's put into the one-time hilarious character shift, if it continues any longer. When Jericho initially formed his brilliant WWE parody crew of sports entertainers, AEW's rivals were still largely classed as the company where wrestling was a taboo word. Now though, with Triple H at the creative wheel, the sports entertainment world has become a place where outstanding wrestling and storytelling isn't anywhere near as rare as it once was, making the whole villainous JAS gimmick increasingly redundant. So why not just double down on the outstanding in-ring run Jericho enjoyed throughout 2022 instead? As AEW's resident gatekeeper, Jericho could take pride in being the wrestling boss you have to go through in order to truly make something of yourself in the land of all elite. It was fun for a while there, but the time of fireball throwing, masked fan antics, and matching glittery blazers needs to come to an end soon. Number 7, Elias, bring back Ezekiel. The arrival of Elias's younger brother went from head-scratching development to routine Raw highlight at a frankly ridiculous pace. Fully leaning into the surreal situation that saw Ezekiel regularly confessing to most definitely not being a beardless Elias, the genuinely hilarious exchanges between the Red Show's newest babyface hero, and a simply perplexed Kevin Owens made for absolute TV gold. But because Triple H seemingly wasn't the biggest fan of this particular light-hearted personality, KO did precisely that to Zeke back in August, and his far less interesting older brother eventually returned. Sure enough, it didn't take that long for Elias to return to his strumming ways of old, and once again become just another body on the Raw roster to be taken down by the folks the game really wanted to get behind. At a time when mid-card babyfaces fans truly want to root for aren't exactly growing on trees though, the tassel-wearing legend finally returning from injury could definitely add more to the Raw machine than an Elias gimmick that hasn't felt compelling for years. Number 6, Hook, a return to the dark side. The cold-hearted, handsome devil very quickly made it pretty darn impossible not to cheer for the explosiveness often found accompanying his dramatic squashes. Listening to that in-arena and social media movement, Tony Khan intelligently pivoted and soon presented Taz's gifted son as an anti-hero of sorts with little time for words and BS. But it is starting to feel as though Khan may have squeezed all he can out of a hero Hook at this moment in time. Either as a captivating mercenary hired to take out the adversaries of the various heel figures taking up a spot on the AEW roster, or a cold foil to the likes of one-time pal Jungle Boy as the rising stars look to establish themselves as the undisputed future of the company. Both feel like the sort of options that could keep Hook from getting lost in the shuffle in the coming months.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Number 5, Tommaso Ciampa, Blackheart returns. Just before the former NXT champion was frustratingly forced onto the sidelines in September, it finally looked as though WWE were beginning to unleash the real Tommaso Ciampa on the main roster. Instead of acting as the Mrs. Strange Scrappy-Doo-esque psychic, Ciampa was beginning to stand on his own 2 feet on Raw, earning a United States Championship shot, and feeling very much like he was on the cusp of going full Blackheart once again. And you can all but guarantee Triple H won't exactly be in a rush to reunite his longtime black and gold leading man with the Awesome One when Ciampa finally does arrive back in town. Instead, it's much more likely that Ciampa will finally strip away the garish attire and embrace the sort of intensity and savagery that once made him NXT's undisputed top dog. Number 4, Johnny Gargano, less wisecracking, more wrestling. The answer to how you get Johnny wrestling over as one of your most lovable underdog babyfaces on the roster is literally right there on the tin. But rather than have the longtime wholesome hero of NXT hopping between the ropes and regularly beat the odds via his pretty much unrivaled ability within the squared circle, Triple H has bizarrely tried to push Gargano as a wisecracking smug figure who most fans would likely prefer to watch get his comeuppance than rally behind. If you need an example of just how much of a failure this strange cocky face experiment has been, then look no further than the simply depressing reception that met the former NXT champion when his theme hit inside of the dome at this year's Rumble. Nobody cares, and so they shouldn't. Leave the cowboy hats and forced one-liners alone, please. Number 3, Baron Corbin, starting from the bottom and building to a babyface. Clearly attempting to reignite a character that has been struggling to really connect in any way, shape, or form for an age now, the pairing of Baron Corbin with former WWE champion JBL seemed like a guaranteed way to conjure up some legitimate heat at a glance. But it soon became apparent that the WWE Hall of Famer's bid to make Corbin the second coming of the wrestling god was doing both men little favors. And JBL's eventual damning burial of the former Mr. Mr. Money in the Bank recently effectively killed both the gimmick and what remained of Corbin's credibility. Instead of this paving the way for the end of the longtime WWE talent, though, there is a world where Corbin's misery could be used to potentially set up a second crack at a former character that many felt was killed way too soon. As the down-on-his-look sad Corbin seen in the summer of 2021, the star finally became a weekly highlight on WWE programming, with his desperate mission to turn his life around involving the performer trying to hijack contract signings and going all in on an increasingly scruffy new look. Everybody loves an underdog, and in an utterly defeated Corbin forced to rebuild from the ground up, WWE may just find a way to produce one of their most successful yet. Number 2, Daniel Garcia, leave the sports entertaining behind. Bryan Danielson's quest to bring Daniel Garcia back over to the world of pro wrestling eventually ended with the Jericho Appreciation Society man staying put with the Champion and co. And that would have admittedly been fine had AEW continued to build Garcia as a potential top star that would ultimately break out from Jericho's group. But instead of keeping the spotlight on the freakishly talented in-ring worker, the attention has largely been kept on the group's leading veteran, with Garcia slipping further into the background by the week. Even his most recent moment to shine in the form of his part in the Garcia Guevara gauntlet on February 8th's edition of Dynamite found itself being overshadowed by a frustrating Jericho intervention with added mask. So the way forward once again feels as painfully obvious as it did last year. Jericho has definitely got more eyes on the top class young performer, it has to be said. But it's time for the former Ring of Honor Pure Champion to finally be his own man and help bring down the sports entertainment nonsense that is starting to hold both himself and all involved back. Number 1, Bayley, ding dong, hello, hero. Even with most shivering even at the thought of LED screens and piped in reactions nowadays, there was still a performer who made those cold nights in the Performance Center and Thunderdome genuinely worth watching. So it's just a shame that the absolute riot that was role model Bayley is now nowhere to be seen since making her highly anticipated return from injury at last year's SummerSlam. Rather than allowing the multiple time women's champion the opportunity to have the time of her life tearing down everyone from their commentary team, to her in-ring rivals with her larger-than-life mic work, Trips has tried to squeeze Bayley into the role of formidable faction leader, and the results just haven't made for enthralling TV. The one-time hugger is currently painfully miscast as the overly serious face of Damage Control, simple as that really. But that's an issue that can be easily rectified if WWE just give Bayley the opportunity to lean into the sillier side of her personality that made her the type of unquestionably entertaining performer fans were incensed to see getting beaten down by some returning Bellas at WrestleMania 37. Bayley has already shown she holds the ability to be one of the most impactful babyfaces on the roster when given the right platform, and having her apply that lockdown ding dong hello energy to a heroic run feels like the sort of refresh that could help save a horsewoman that should have been fighting the good fight since SummerSlam. And that's our list. Know of any other gimmick changes to save wrestlers' careers right now? Then let us know all about them in the comment section right down below, and do not forget to like, share, and go and click on that subscribe button while you're at it. Also, if this kind of thing is your bag, then please head on over to whatculture.com and find some more fantastic articles just like the one this video you're watching right this very second is based on. I've been Gareth from What Culture Wrestling. Thank you as always for watching this lovely video today, and hopefully it provides you with the spring in your step needed to pile driver the hell out of this day. Bye bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.